Yes and no. I think some teams know that that's what we like to do. In the past, that's what we've done. That's what we've hung our hat on, and so some take it away. But they've been there. We've been trying to get some different things going, but, you know, maybe that's the key. Who knows?
I don't think I know the key. But personally, when you have a drop issue, how do you handle it as an individual?
Well, me personally, you got to move on. You're going to have a drop. Over the course of the season, you're going to have a drop. That's one. It was huge because it was a third down drop. But there's a lot that goes into a drop. You know, if the guy can't get over it, then, you know, you might see more drops. That game, I had one drop. I didn't probably see the ball again until the third or fourth quarter, so I didn't have an opportunity to drop too many more, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you handle being shut out for the first time in your career?
You don't.
And how weird is that?
You don't handle that. That is, for me, it's a no-no. That's me personally. That's the competitor coming out. It's really no reason that should happen, but it happened. Is it frustrating? Yes. And not because I'm an individual. That's because I'm a competitor. And I felt like I wasn't able to help my team. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's other ways that you can help your team, but as a playmaker, as a guy who thrives on making plays and moving the chains, and not to get that opportunity, it was devastating. But it's a new week, new game plan, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Greg, now, are you starting to see a little bit more different coverage because you're out of threat? Are you getting doubled and triple teamed? It seems like, you know, time for you to kind of shake loose when you got two, three bodies hanging on you.
I mean, that's going to happen, you know, week in, week out. It depends on who you play. They're gonna want to take somebody away or something away, and that's all about game planning. To me personally, you got guys across the league that get it every single week. You know, so you don't go about it any differently. You still go out there and you have a mindset that you're going to make plays. You're going to make the best of your opportunities. And go from there.
How is this offense going to turn around and really get in the sync for the four quarters that we haven't seen so far this regular season?
Number one, it starts during the week. We had a pretty solid practice today. We've been emphasizing our practice ethic, and that's been a huge point of emphasis. And if we can get it down during the week, then it translates over into the game.
How much does the running game play into that?
Huge. It's huge. When you're not able to run the ball, you know, teams can drop whoever they want to out in the secondary. But it's more to it. You know, when you're not running the ball, it's more to it than just the offensive line. It's us on the perimeter, too. You know, we have to do our job as far as getting our blocks. Quarterback has to sell the fake. You know, I mean, it's more to it than just the running back and the offensive line. So we just all have to be on the same page and get our jobs done.
Greg, when a game doesn't go the way you'd like it to individually, how do you handle that? Do you think about it much, or are you the type of, hey, I'm moving? You know what I mean? Like, how do you handle those games?
It's tough. It's really tough because personally, for me, you know, when with the drop, I'll talk about the drop. I had a drop my first opportunity. That's my fault. I put that completely on me. You know what I'm saying? And as a competitor, you want to have another opportunity to make a play. Now, you know, for a guy who thrives on making plays, who wants to make plays, I didn't get an opportunity to make plays like I would have liked. But I mean, that's the way the game goes sometimes. And you know, for me, it was a little frustrating. But at the same time, the bigger picture was getting a win. And, you know, we didn't do that, so that even put even a more damper on the whole not really getting the ball or getting opportunities. So because you feel like you want to be a part of something, and I say this, and it always comes off as a guy being an individual, but I am the last person to be selfish. That is not my mindset. That is not my makeup. I'm all about the team, but I want to be a part of what the team is doing. You know what I'm saying? So it was tough, but again, you know, some games are going to be like that. Now, for me, like I said, there's no reason for me to go a whole game without catching a ball. And again, I blew my catch. You know, I dropped my catch. But, you know, it is what it is.
Greg, yards never the catch are a big stat for you guys, and you were kind of running on that. But is that why the drop?
Yes and no. Yes, because I was trying to run it before I got the ball, but no, because I still make that play, period. I mean, hands down, that ball is in my hands. And if I focus on the fundamentals before I get to the aftermath of everything, then I catch it, and who knows what happens. But that didn't happen, and we didn't get to see what could have. We saw what did. But it's in the past now. It's definitely a learning experience, and hopefully we have no more of those.